It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
So, last time here on the interface, I talked a lot about tag teams. Well, the first update I have for everyone this time on the interface can be a little bit of an addition to that theme. And I'm talking about a former tag team, more specifically, the former tag team champions, the Mighty Franz Roddy and the Northern Stud, who were once known as the International Ego Trip. Well, we have been seeing the dissension develop between these two guys for quite some time in IYFW. And it all came to a head at the Coronation Cup show when they lost the tag team titles to Adam Badger and Michael Monroe, the enemy. When that match was over, Franz and the Northern Stud, they were arguing with each other, the egos were clashing, and when it was all said and done, Franz Roddy left the Northern Stud laying in the middle of the ring after a TKO. Well, that has prompted officials to sign officially for August 13th, these two men one-on-one against each other. Yes, the Mighty Franz Roddy will take on the Northern Stud. So that's another great match sign for August 13th, Summertime Bruise. I gotta say, it's a great addition to an already blockbuster card that's been announced so far. Other talent that's going to be there on August 13th, Nocturne will be making his return, as we saw him back on June 25th. The Silent Submission Slayer himself, War, is going to be in action. And of course, we've talked about the new formation of the Uprising. Shiloh Robinson and Loverboy Ricky Williams will be in tag team action. So now, I want to talk a little bit about the In-Your-Face Rumble match. What is it, what its format is, and so forth. Well, it's an annual match. You only see it one time a year. And the great thing about the Rumble is that it puts the invite out to anybody and everybody on the wrestling scene. This match could have 15 entries. It could have 25. It could have 40. We don't know. We're not going to know until the event itself. That's the great thing about this match. So we could see someone who hasn't been in IYFW for quite some time show up, get in this match, and win and become the next top contender. That's the kind of opportunity these wrestlers have with the In-Your-Face Rumble match. And IYFW management does not mind doing that. It loves giving opportunity to anybody and everybody. So the format of the Rumble is pretty simplistic. Instead of sending one guy out to the ring after a certain amount of time, it sends groups of wrestlers of different sizes every 30 seconds. So to start the match, we could see two guys sent to the ring. Then after 30 seconds, you're going to see a group of maybe four sent to the ring. And then after 30 seconds, maybe three men are sent to the ring. This all continues until everyone's in there. The last man standing is the next top contender to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And at the end of that night, it's either going to be Vigo or the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale. So there's a lot of speculation that can be made about who might become the next top contender to the IYFW Championship. Now, I'm hearing some other rumors, folks, and I can't really confirm this right now, but I definitely think it deserves to be told to you all out there, all the great fans who are listening at the interface. I'm hearing rumors of the lengths that IYFW management is going to when it comes to Pierre Vachon and Vigo. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about it. You've heard me talk about these guys. It's the match officials refuse to sign for whatever reason. Harold Touchelet has said that he will not sign the match either. He won't put the name down on the contracts. They don't want to see it for whatever reason. And personally, folks, I want to see it. I think you do too. I'm telling you, email us here at IYFWrestling.com. We will tell management. The fans want to see it. Maybe they'll buckle. Maybe they'll listen to you. But for some reason, they don't want to sign it. That's fine. But this is the lengths they're going to, folks. We've already said both Pierre Vachon and Vigo will be on the card on August 13th. But management is telling Pierre Vachon and Vigo they cannot be in the building at the same time. Now, again, this is just a rumor, no confirmation, but I'm hearing it from quite a few people. So while Pierre Vachon will be wrestling in one half of the show, Vigo will not allowed to be there. And then when Pierre Vachon is done, he leaves, and then Vigo can come in the building and get ready to wrestle and defend the In-Your-Face Wrestling Championship. Does this sound ridiculous to you? Because it does to me. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but you know, I just have to keep saying, I'm hearing quite a few people tell me about it, so you take it for what it's worth. I don't think it makes any sense. I think the people want to see this match. Management, you know I don't have any control here, and you let me do this deal, and you let me talk about the match, even though I'm told later on, you should have been talking about that, Joey. Listen, the fans want to see it, and I'm just telling you what the fans want to see. So, these two men will be in action August 13th. In fact, why don't we just run down the matches that have already been announced for August 13th Summertime Bruise. I just told you about Franz Roddy against the Northern Stud. The Tag Team Championships will be on the line when the enemy defend against the Killer Steves. The great tag team match that signed between the IYFW New Breed Champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, as he teams up with Pierre the Beast Vachon against the dream tag team, you might say, of the Shaft, Bobby Ocean, and former IYFW Champion, Drake Evans. Of course, the In Your Face Rumble match I've talked about, and Vigo defends the In Your Face Wrestling Championship against the number one contender, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale, in a submission match. So those big matches there, all the other talent I've talked about, there's going to be plenty more happening August 13th. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, folks, get them here at iwifewrestling.com. And hey, speaking of iwifewrestling.com, our new correspondent, Arthur Bennett, has a great article up on the homepage that takes an analytical look at the championship match between Vigo and Scarsdale. I definitely suggest you give that a read. So that's it, folks. This is the last interface you're going to hear from me until after the event, when we have all the fallout that happens at Summertime Brews, August 13th, Ballston Area Community Center in Ballston Spa, New York. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you at the show.